My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your health. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the relevant topics for today's world, the things we should be talking about, you know, the things we need to talk about, but on the other hand, many times the things we don't talk about enough. Usually we end up getting very interested when something major happens in our life, or we have a bad blood work up, or we have some kind of a situation that has set us on a course where our health has been jeopardized. It seems like at that point in time, well, we want to talk about everything. But the preventive protocol along the way probably needs a little bit more focus. I bring you guests that have an amazing insight. They bring you information that you can utilize and then decide for yourself which way to go. And it really makes the decision process with health so much better, because otherwise we're guessing or we're listening to an unnamed person on an internet reading an article that sounds way too good to be true. You know, many of us that have been in the industry for a long time, we come from a time when the library was our only reference. Today, you can get information from a swipe, a tap, or, you know, any site, anywhere, anytime. And if you look hard enough, you could find exactly what you want it to say. But sometimes the realism of true-to-form information is something that we really do need to make sure that we are focusing on. So those are the guests that I bring you from the companies that make products of high integrity. And every day here on the Staying Healthy radio show, you're able to get the information that will steer you in the right healthy direction and give you those usable, knowledgeable, really honest and true to form, you know, informational profiles that are needed for you to be able to head in the right direction. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day because it makes good sense. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade of the Valley. They are your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're a fully packed store with the best of the best in every category, and only the best of the best. And at the same time, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and all of it in a full-service environment. Make sure that you visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store, and at the same time, enter your email address for future newsletters that will be sent directly to you. And also, make sure that you give them a thumbs up on Facebook, another great way to stay connected with the store every day. Well, today we're living in a different world. We're living in a world where our animals, our pets, have truly become a part of our family. Everybody knows I'm an animal lover. You know, we've got 14 horses. I've got 8 dogs at my house. To say that they're not a part of my family would be a misnomer, because they are. We spend more money on our dogs. Vet visits are very expensive. And I think one of the things that we're learning is that preventive protocol with our animals is also good. Eating better foods, making sure that they're getting good fiber and oils and all that good stuff in their diet. Having pets today, well, it's a little bit more expensive, but you know what? Preventive protocol can many times keep us from ending up in the vet office. What I have learned is that supplementation has become a major part of the feeding routine at my house. I just did my feeding downstairs with the 8 bowls, and I've got probiotics, and I've got greens, and I've got oils, and I've got collagen, and I've got, you know, so, and every dog is getting something a little bit different. So it actually is a very visual activity of feeding to make sure that everybody's staying at their own bowls. over the last couple of years, we've heard a lot about CBD. And CBD, I think, is an amazing breakthrough in the health and nutrition field. But we're hearing a lot more today about the utilization of CBD in our animals. So today we're actually going to be doing a show on a line of products from a company called Max Daddy. And these products are available at Stay Healthy. I know Stay Healthy is having a Bring Your Dog Day today, where you bring your dog in and get some samples and some treats for your dogs. And they'll be able to take a look at the products from Max Daddy. And also be able to take the dogs out for the day and show them off and bring them in so they get lots of hugs. And you know, the fur babies get a little hugs and attention at the store. My guest today is Nathan Schmidt, co-founder and CEO of Max Daddy. He is a native Oregonian, born and raised in Portland, Oregon. After graduating from Concordia University, he co-founded Tree Fort Ventures in 2011, where he worked with startups. Before Tree Fort Ventures, he worked at American Eagle Outfitters. Nathan grew up surrounded by pets, ranging from axolotls, I still can't say that, he's going to have to explain that one, to German shepherds. His first pet was a crawfish that he found during a summer camping trip to Lost Lake, where he was 6 years old. Nathan owns English bulldogs and will have one by his side forever. So help me meet my guest. I want you all to sit back and enjoy this. All the people out there that have got the four-legged critters laying right by you right now, or you're on your way to work and you've got those four-legged critters, this is going to be a show just for you. Nathan, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Boy, I got to tell you, English bulldogs, I've got French bulldogs.
I love it. And real quickly, I just want to say it's axolotl. Story, but an axolotl is this, it's called a Mexican walking fish, and it's this lizard that we picked up at the Oregon Museum of Science here in Portland, and we were on a waiting list, and we went through a home process. They checked it out, and they gifted us this really cool underwater basically lizard, but very, very cool. So anyway, that's how you pronounce it, axolotls. Yes, English bulldogs are awesome, near and dear to my heart. I grew up with German shepherds, love animals ever since day one, and had my first little pet, this crawfish that we picked up during a camping trip, found him in the lake, and I couldn't part with him. So that was my beginning of pet love.
Well, you know, pet lovers are, you know, I think we're born pet lovers. I don't think you become one later in life. I think you usually are at the very beginning, and that's kind of who we are. And I think that people that love animals really are awesome people. And they have a certain kind of unconditional love that we get back from our animals as well. My question is Max Daddy. Where'd you decide, and what was the day that you said, you know what, I'm going to do this?
Well, I think the big thing for me is, again, I have rescue dogs. I've had rescue dogs from all different breeds, and I've really fallen in love with the English bulldogs. I've rescued three over the years, and my very first English bulldog that I rescued, he had some behavioral issues. He was a stud at a puppy mill, and he just wasn't getting along with other people, so the vet prescribed him just an unreasonable amount of Prozac, and I wasn't offered any solution in any other realm, so there wasn't an option for CBD at that time that was even in my radar. I ended up having to put this pup down just because there were some situations that he was put in that weren't healthy for him or healthy for anybody else, and that really broke my heart. And so I jumped onto Pet Finder, and I found this beautiful, beautiful English bulldog out of Montune, Illinois, which is a few hours south of Chicago. And flew out to Chicago, rented a car, went down to Montune, Illinois, rescued Max Daddy, great name, and his story, studded a puppy mill, similar to my first boy that I had to put down, which was Elmer. Max Daddy, he had just a ton of health problems, studded a puppy mill, joint pain, skin issues, you name it, he had it, but I fell in love with him and put him in the back of the rig, drove all the way back to Portland, Oregon, and wanted to try to figure out a good solution for him. And so the team that I have right now, we rallied around him. We put together a really unique formula for his doggy treats, and then he's got his bark nuggets, and we've got a whole line of products that have changed his life, and it really has. Max Daddy is up and moving. He's happy. He's healthy, and he's our mascot. So that's the reason why we named the company after him, and that's a little bit about the story.
You know, I think the interesting thing is, you know, today, you know, we are all in search. And I mean, all you have to do is look at some of the stores that are out there and the things that people are doing for their animals and their pets today. And I mean, some of it I find truly embarrassing, you know, these outfits they're dressing them in. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, these poor animals. But you know what? It's okay. It's all good. It's all in fun. And it's all just showing our love for our animals. And I'm sure I do crazy stuff with my animals, too. But that being said, you know, CBD has really been kind of making some headway in many, many different areas. And with the progression of the popularity of CBD and, you know, the passage of the Farm Bill and more veterinarians that are now coming on board with CBD, you know, you could have started any kind of a pet nutrition product line. Yeah. And but you chose to do products with CBD. Why?
A couple of things. The industry excited me initially. Also, I think the fact that this is something that's been used in Eastern medicine for hundreds of years, and there are some amazing values and benefits that are going to come out of it. And so when I first was looking into CBD, I looked into the human side, and it just wasn't exciting me. But then I looked at the benefits that the pet side had and pets could have with CBD. And going back to your point that you just made a little bit ago, there are some real challenges with some of these companies that are producing products, and they're doing it in a way that I don't agree with. And so we're taking steps on our side to make sure that the product that our customers hold in their hands is an extra special product that we've taken a few extra steps on. And what do I mean by that? Even basic stuff like the extraction process of CBD. And if I could just take a minute, because sometimes it needs to be clarified, CBD is the major cannabinoid or terpene that comes out of the hemp plant. The major terpene that comes out of the marijuana plant is THC. So that's the real differentiator. It's non-psychoactive. You're not going to have all those high components. There's just some amazing health benefits. And so we pull out that major terpene, which is CBD, and then what we'll do is there's that extraction process. The most popular way right now is an ethanol-based extraction process, and ethanol is alcohol. And as most pet owners know, alcohol can be dangerous for your pet. And if you've got a 2-pound dog and you're going to have any level of residue in that oil, it's dangerous, especially if you use that oil or that treat with CBD in it for a long period of time. The extraction process that we make a big point of taking for our products is a CO2 extraction process, which is basically where we take the hemp plant, we heat it up, and then we put it under extreme amounts of pressure, and then we excrete that oil and that crude, and then we can turn it in to the wonderful product of CBD that we put into our line of offerings. So I would agree. CBD has some amazing benefits for pets if it's done properly, and I'm excited to see how this industry develops and changes. I think the best thing that could happen right now for us is just some level of control in the industry. There's a lot of people right now that are just coming out with anything they can to make a buck. And I'm excited about how the industry is changing and developing. But, yeah, going back to the point, it's an alternative. And I think that really is my heart reason, seeing Max Daddy, given a second chance with Max Daddy after going through the process with having to say goodbye to my first boy, Elmer. You know, I love dogs, and we focus on pets 100%. We're not going to go into the people side. We're 100% focused on the pet side. We don't want to be distracted by anything. We're focused on pets. We've got Max Daddy. We're going to be coming out the first year with Max Tabby, which is our kitty line, and we're excited about where we're at.
You know, the other thing is, you know, a lot of people will take into consideration that, you know, all dogs are not created equal. There's different sizes, there's different breeds, different ages, different activity levels. If you had to give an overboard comment on, is there a beginning age that your products can be used at up to a later age, or is there a bracket, or is there anything we need to be concerned with?
I love that question. And actually, it's a question that I use quite frequently when I'm training our retailers, because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of questions out there that customers have about the space. Mm-hmm. Yes. Older dogs benefit, I believe, the most from CBD, because CBD is going to help with anxiety. And even Max Daddy, as he gets older, there's certain things that he's just not as interested in as he was when he was a pup. So he's kind of drawn that line and he's put that wall up, and anxiety can create if he's in a situation that he doesn't feel comfortable in. So you see this with older dogs, and this is where the CBD can help with that. Joint pain, mobility issues, appetite issues. As dogs get older, they get more finicky. Certain things set them off a little bit differently. And so I'd say definitely CBD seems to help more for older dogs. I also, just on an ethical standpoint for the business, I don't like giving CBD to young dogs. I think that if you're going to get a puppy, you've got to be aware of the fact that that puppy needs to work through puppy stages. And if you don't like the fact that the puppy is going to chew up your wardrobe, then you should, maybe you should have thought of that before you got your puppy.
True.
But I like the fact that dogs need to go and go through that nurture nature development process, being in a healthy space. So I tend to tell people, let's not give them CBD until they're about 1.5 to 2 years old, unless it's an extreme case, 1.5. I mean, that's a good age. But let them fully develop. Let them mature. And then make sure you kind of get a sense on how the dog is as they enter into adulthood. So I would say older dog, better, and I'm just kind of steer clear. There's just not enough research done at this point to really see how it can help really, really, really young pups.
You know, and I think I do agree with the younger, and let's just face it, as we get older, you talked about dogs putting up walls and losing interest. I'm that way. You know, I've got that way myself. There's things that I used to be interested in. Now today, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
And what's really funny is, I mean, I respond really well to CBD. I mean, I make sure I choose brands that are from companies that I trust.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with CBD as well, and I'm sure that you'll agree with this, is, you know, there's, you know, 2,500 companies out there making CBD, and I think there's probably, my personal guess would be around 100 making it right. And they can stand behind it and show proof and third-party testing and all that kind of stuff. And I'm actually personally waiting for governmental intervention in here, because they're going to set parameters. And I think people will have to be able to do the testing and be able to show that to the consumer. And there's a whole bunch of them that are going to disappear. And what's going to be left are quality companies.
I totally agree 100%. I've even shared this with people. I can't wait for the FDA or any level of government to come into this industry, because you're absolutely right. There's too many people out there that are just putting this stuff together in their kitchens and they're selling it online and not saying that they're not producing or they don't have the ability to potentially produce a good product. But you're right. It's just, we need to put some structure around it. We need to control the space. This industry isn't going anywhere. It's only going to grow. And we just need to recognize it at a federal level. And I absolutely, absolutely agree.
You know, it's interesting. I've tried the product line, and I'm giving it to my older dogs, because I've got an older Shih Tzu, I've got an older Boxer, and the Border Collies. All of the French Bulldogs are all under 3. My older Boxer is 12. And now, for a Boxer, that's old.
Yes.
And but he's extremely healthy, but he runs in his sleep. It is the weirdest. You have to make sure he's pointing in a different direction, because he sleeps right next to me, because he will scratch you up in running. So I didn't know what to do. So I've been giving him the CBD, and it was kind of a breakthrough last night. I've been giving him the CBD treats, and I've been giving to them, you know, during the day. Last night, I went ahead and gave him 4 of the treats at bedtime, because he's a big boy.
Yeah.
He slept all the way through the night, and I think he only had one little running episode, where usually he has 10. And he's just smiling. I mean, he's like in a pasture somewhere. I know that's what he's doing, because he's not stressing or anything. He's just like literally running through a pasture in his mind. So, but only one episode last night. So I'm going to move it to bedtime and give it to him then.
I love it. And you know what? That brings up a really good point. CBD, there's a lot of claims out there. And I always share with people, make sure you fit this to your pup's needs. And if your pup doesn't have needs, don't use it. This isn't going to turn your dog into a cat. So, you know, pay attention to what those needs are and use the product appropriately. Also, something about the industry, since I love this space and I love pets, I spend a lot of my time not even talking a lot about my brand being Max Daddy, or even talking about other brands. I spend talking just about what CBD is and how it helps. So I'm always available, and like you are, when you have somebody to ask you questions, since you know what you're talking about and I know what I'm talking about, answer and help people understand what the difference is between good and bad and how to use the product appropriately. So that's very, very cool. I love hearing stories like that. I love hearing testimonials. We've got lists of them on our site, and it's awesome. I have things ranging from lick fits, which is something that mountain dogs apparently have, where they suck in and they gasp air and then they start licking a lot, and they have, it's almost like a version of a seizure. And we've had some great, great testimonials from real case scenarios of people, ranging from that to, you know what, every single time the mailman comes to the door, my dog used to go ballistic. Now my dog is just happier all day long. And it's better for the dog, because they don't have those those energies flowing through their body as they have the traumatic experiences. So it's very cool.
You know, I had somebody, I put out a tweet and a Facebook thing the other day about the Max Daddy, and a lady from the East Coast contacted me, and she said she has a St. Bernard, and she tried the treats. I'm going to have her write to you, and okay. her St. Bernard was a compulsive drooler. And he, the more nervous he would get, the more he would drool. And, yeah. You know, I love, you know, Bernese Mountain Dogs, and I love St. Bernards. The drooling, not so much. But she said she started giving him the treats, and the drooling and everything went down by like 90%.
Wow.
And he wasn't anxious. And I thought to myself, you know, you kind of wonder, is the drooling thing a sign of them being happy or a sign of them being stressed or both? And yeah. You just have to figure out which one it is. But she said he's very, very happy.
That is so cool. I love it. Yeah. And again, that kind of goes back. Pay attention to your dog. Just like a good parent pays attention to their family, pay attention to your pup. You know what your pup's needs are. You know what their challenges are. You know, for instance, one of the big events that we're getting ready for coming up is going to be New Year's Eve.
Oh,
these
yeah.
holidays, New Year's Eve, 4th of July, even house parties when you've got 30 guests all showing up to your home, and then you're thinking, oh, man, what do I do with my pup? These are great opportunities to use a product like this just because your pup is going to be able to weather the storm a little bit better. They're not going to understand what fireworks mean to them. Mm-hmm. It sounds like the apocalypse is taking mm-hmm. place.
Yep.
So I totally agree. Yeah, to pay attention to those things because you as a parent, you're going to know better about your pup than anybody else.
You know, when you think about these, I mean, can you use them as a treat with benefits?
Yes, there's two ways that I am seeing our customers use this, and there's two ways that I use it. For instance, Max Daddy is a great example of us using this treat on a consistent, regular basis. And the reason why is because of his joint pains. He's got double jointed back legs, so we've got to make sure that he's comfortable so he can move around. He also has some skin issues, and the CBD really seems to help him with that. And then his anxiety that he just has sporadically jumps out just because of the abuse that he went through as he was a stud at a puppy mill. So I use CBD for him regularly. He wakes up in the morning, he gets his dosages, we go to bed, he gets his treats, and that's something that I just want to maintain a certain level of consistency in his body. And then my youngest, Spencer, he just turned 4, another rescue, beautiful, beautiful boy, I use CBD for him for events. So, for instance, as funny as it sounds, I'll go over to my mom's place, his grandma, and she's got a bunch of land, and she's got a garden, and she's got some roses. And anytime she pulls out the wheelbarrow, for some reason, he just goes excited ballistic. He loves wheelbarrows. So I will end up giving him a few treats just before we go over to go visit grandma, and he's cool with the wheelbarrow. You know, he's happy. It doesn't change him. It doesn't put him into a comatose. And I think that's also something else that people think about is, oh, it's as funny as a cannabis product. It's going to make your dog high. It's pretty cool.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't. It just takes off those edges that are getting in the way of us having a better relationship with our pup. And so that's where I use it with Spencer, is I use it more for events. So you can toggle it. But I would say based on what you're looking for, if company's coming over and the dog doesn't like Uncle Fred, I would use CBD for more events because Uncle Fred isn't coming into your house probably every single day, every single moment of the day. But, you know, if you've got a dog that's got arthritis, absolutely. Use the product on a more regular basis to help them as they get around.
How about using it for training?
Good question. That is something that is unique based off of a situation. We've worked with a couple of trainers.
Uh-huh.
Something that dogs have a challenge with is if you have an overly anxious dog and you've got 30 other dogs in the room with 30 other owners, that can be overwhelming at almost any level. So if it's a one-on-one training, I would say absolutely, because that's going to be more that the dog is going to be able to work through. Big group training sessions, if your dog is having some real challenges with the big group settings, I would still try it, absolutely. But you're not probably going to see the same results just because there's so much stimulating your pup at that moment. But yes, we have some folks that do use it for training. I have a couple of contracts with some training groups here in the Northwest that use it as they're putting together different folks that they're training. They'll say, hey, if you've got a dog that's overly anxious, please feel free to grab a bottle or grab a package of these products. They seem to work really well. So I would agree. Yeah, training seems to be a good option. It's just you got to be aware of what level your dog is in. Anxiety is one of those weird things, as we know. there's minute levels of anxiety that people get, like, oh my goodness, I'm going to go in and I'm going to get my flu shot. I'm anxious. And then you have severe cases of anxiety, which are much higher, and those can be, you know, even up to a dangerous level. Just got to be aware of what level of anxiety or what level of challenge. Arthritis, same thing. Is there something that every bone in the body of my pup, they're dealing with arthritis, or is it, you know, they're just a little bit slow after we go on a long hike? So that would just be my answer to that.
We're talking with Nathan Schmidt, and we are talking about a company called Max Daddy. We're going to talk more about another product in the line right after the break. But this is something that you can pick up today. Remember, it's Stay Healthy. Bring your dog in today. Get some treats and let them try out the treats right at the store. And, of course, it'll be a great time to get some loving for your dog and get him out of the house. It'd be good. A little bit more bonding for you. We'll be right back with Max Daddy and my guest Nathan Schmidt. Don't go away.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
If you're looking to feel better, have more energy, and be healthier, then you need HGH Complete. HGH Complete is a scientifically proven formula that will help you recover faster, repair damaged tissue, and help slow down the aging process. Human growth hormone is produced in our bodies and is responsible for the aging process, tissue growth, and repair. However, by age 61, HGH levels decline as much as 80%. HGH Complete can increase your levels naturally and protect cells against free radical damage. HGH Complete is designed to reduce body fat, accelerate and increase lean body mass, regulate sleep patterns, reduce stress and anxiety, enhance libido, and increase performance and energy. HGH Complete contains clinical doses of ingredients, true pharmaceutical grade, which means it works. HGH Complete is 100% natural with no known side effects. Discover the fountain of youth in a bottle and start feeling better today. HGH Complete, available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients, best formulas, best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate free, gluten free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance. And balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and check out the product line from Max Daddy. And remember to go by the store today, bring your four-legged critter in, give them a treat, and they can try the product right there in the store. And, of course, you can pick it up at Stay Healthy every day. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today we're talking with Nathan Schmidt, co-founder and CEO of Max Daddy, and we're talking about the products. We've been talking about the chewable, the treats, the wonderful treats, but we should also talk about the Max Daddy bark dust. And this is, I guess, something that we are probably more going to mix with food, I presume.
Yes, that's right. And actually, real quickly, so we got our bark nuggets, which by far dog treats, mm-hmm. and great ingredients, really exciting brand, right, or product right there. The bark dust, it has two purposes. The first purpose was when we originally launched the brand, I really thought the oil, just the whole idea of the CBD oil, seems creepy to me. You've got to take this tincture of oil, and then you got to figure out a way to get it into your pup system. And so you've either got to mix it with something, you got to drop it in their food, you got to squirt it in their mouth. And so we wanted to come out with a competing product for the oil. We didn't even launch the oils when we got started. So we came out with this pumpkin bacon crumble that is this fine crumble powder and it has CBD in it. And you just take a scoop of that and you drop it on their food and the pups love it. A couple of reasons why we're really excited about this, why, or this particular product. It has to do with the fact that it serves not only the fact that it's another option for an oil. So if you don't want to give a treat, you can get the dust or the bark dust. The other one is that for older dogs that have a hard time chewing treats, this is a nice opportunity for you to mix it into their wet food and then get the same exact dosage as you would get to a treat. So, yeah, we got our bark nuggets, our bark dust, and those were the real two big ones. And then we do have an oil line. We had a few customers that came through and they said, you know what, I really want the oil. I like the oil. We said, okay, cool, we'll come out with the oil. So we came out with our version of the oil, meaning we have to do something a little unique and different, set this apart. So we decided to break down the oils into size of dogs. So we have three different bottles here. We have a bottle built for a small dog ranging from 0 to 20 pounds, medium dog ranging from 21 to 50 pounds, and then we have the large dog bottle of oil, which is 51 and more. And then we just have these simple fill lines on the tincture so you can just easily put the dose, and customers will love that as well. But, yeah, that's our offering right now. And we have Max Tabby coming out, which is for the kitties. We've got the bark nuggets, the bark nuts, and then our oil line, and there's different sizes of all those products.
Well, let me, you know, point something out. You know, we think of fear and anxiety with our animals, and we kind of point our finger mostly at things like firework and loud noises and things that are unfamiliar, and that's definitely true. But, you know, another big fear for a lot of animals is traveling. And, you know, car sickness. And, I mean, my dogs are good. I mean, if they could drive the steering wheel, they'd be in my lap. You know, for the most part, they're very, very good because we start them out really early. But some dogs never, I don't know, they never connect with the car or being on a plane or a train or an automobile or even being out on the lake on a boat or something like that. You know, I'm thinking that these snacks or the powder or even the liquid could be really, really effective for maybe helping them deal more effectively with traveling.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a really good base of customers that use it specifically for that as they're using it for the holiday season or as they're taking their pup out on camping trips or hiking trips. The wand challenge is how do I get my pup in the car and give them an experience that's not going to be, you know, overly complicated. And you're right, absolutely. There is a lot of really good testimonials we have. Actually, our social media director, she recently moved from Portland, Oregon to L.A. She's got her little celebrity dog named Martin, and Martin does not like the car, but they needed to drive down there. They had everything else sent down there, so the last thing they needed to do is jump in the car and head down to L.A. from Portland, Oregon. They gave little Martin some of the dog treats, and they said it was crazy. It was awesome. Little Martin ended up just being as chill as a cucumber, hanging out in the back seat, His personality had changed. It's just all of that extra tension and anxiety that he'd previously been going through anytime he'd ever been in the car, that was just gone. And it was really fun. It was fun to hear that directly from, obviously, one of our team members who they already sold on the product. They already loved the product, but this was just another confirmation for her, like, wow, this stuff really does help me be a better life for this pup.
You know, I lost a border collie to seizures about 4 years ago. And we had tried the medication. We tried everything I possibly could think of naturally to be able to deal with it. And I really wish that I had CBD, with a little bit more research, stuff like that, at that time. Because, I mean, the more articles I'm reading, there's some really just amazing feedback with canines and with seizures. And we're seeing more and more. We've seen already studies with children that are, wonderful tested studies on seizures. So, I mean, I just wonder if you've had any feedback at all, because, they say that seizures affect, up to 5% of dogs. That's a pretty big chunk.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple fine lines that we've got to be careful about.
Absolutely.
We're not vet. I cannot be a vet. I cannot give you that kind of advice. So we have some folks that reach out and they say, my pup has vets or my pup has seizures. What would you recommend? And I say, try the product. Let's see if it works. But if you do have a vet that has consulted with you and said, here's the list of medications, here's the list of things that your dog needs to be on, we have some folks that will call me up and say, like, hey, can I just take my pup off all this medication and just give him your CBD products? And my answer will always be no.
No.
You've got to be kind of careful about those particular systems and situations. But the nice thing is there hasn't been anything proven to show that CBD affects negatively with other drugs or other medications being given to dogs. So you can ride both. You can continue to work down the line of the medications that your vet is taking care of you with. And then you can also try a CBD product. But I would always recommend, you're right, try the product, but I would consult with your vet. A lot of vets nowadays, it's really exciting. When I first got into the space a couple of years ago, it was like, the mark of death if a vet were to ever talk about CBD. But now, right now, it's exciting because vets are saying there's a little bit more that we can direct our clients and our customers to in the CBD space. But always consult with your vet, specifically with things like seizures. But you're right, it's very, very exciting. There are some awesome, awesome testimonials of dogs that would have 10 to 15 seizures in a day, and then they would try CBD, and then those would just be eliminated by 95%. And some great, great, great testimonials from customers in regards to how it's been able to help seizures and versions of seizures. Seizures are a very complicated ordeal. There's levels, and that's kind of going back to the mountain dog testimonial that I shared with you about these lick fits. This woman said that the dog would wake up in a panic every single night, and she said that since that instance, we were giving him CBD, and it just has really changed his life. So it kind of goes back to our model. Our logo is fun. It's a face of a English bulldog with a rescue barrel, Max Steady over the top, and then underneath it says, help is on the way. And that's really the vision of the company, is we want to be there for all of the pets needs out there as we continue to grow.
You know, the thing is, I'm also a big advocate of working with your veterinarians, and we have different vets because we have horses and we have canine and equine vets, and it's amazing how open they have been and how suggestive they've been along the way. But, when you're working with your own doctor, if you hire a doctor to work with you, then you need to be open. There was a time when people would not share their supplements with their doctor because, the feedback wasn't good and there was a lot of phobias and there was a lot of unknowns by a lot of the medical establishment. But it's a different world today, and it's different with our animals as well. Our veterinarians are pretty much on the ball and pretty up to date and pretty relevant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the advice that I've been getting through a few of my friends who are vets, it's such sound advice. I mean, they basically share what we've already chatted about, and that's that just be concerned, ask some good questions. Mm-hmm. Where's the sourcing of the CBD? How is it being extracted? What are the other things in this treat? Look at the ingredients list and ask questions. And you can find out pretty fast from the folks that are selling you CBD products if they're being sincere and real with you or not, just based off of a couple really unique questions. Like even the extraction process, that's a good one. It typically gets most people if they're not, and if they don't have an answer for you, that might be an opportunity for you to make a better decision.
What's the flavor of the powder? I mean, and do they like the taste?
They do. They do. Mm. Absolutely. We love our product because we've tested them on dogs. And it goes back to the palatability and the focus and our whole vision, which is Max Daddy. Now, the thing about Max Daddy that we had to be a little bit aware of is he will eat anything. He just, anything that hits the ground, he'll eat. So we'd first start off with Max Daddy. And then, since every single member of the team has a dog, and most of the dogs on the team are rescues, we then would test with Max Daddy. He would love it. And then we would test with all the other pups in the teams, and then be friends and family. And then we would test with a different group. But it's huge. We want to make sure that we're putting products on the market that the customers, their dogs are going to love. And the bacon, a pumpkin flavoring, how can you not like that? It's good enough that I eat them. As crazy as it sounds, it's all human-grade ingredients. And every single time we put together a batch, I'll pull a treat off the line and throw it in my mouth. And if it doesn't taste like pumpkin and bacon, I'm not going to be putting it in a bag to sell it. So we're having a lot of fun with our team. We're having a lot of fun with the flavors. It's awesome.
Okay, this is a weird question. I think you might have just kind of answered it. It just came in from someone. It says, how about humans using this powdered formula? It seems like it'd be easy to mix in my smoothie.
You know what? When I first put together our bark test, we were talking about doing some crazy videos on YouTube and, you know, promotion and stuff. And I was like, how cool would it be if I were to take a package of our bark test and have a bowl of vanilla ice cream, and I would just, like, pour the bark dust over the top of the ice cream and then just start eating it with a spoon and say something like, hey, if it's good enough for your dog, it's good enough for me, too.
I love it.
But I totally agree. It's human grade. No, I wouldn't recommend you eating it. I mean, it is built and designed for dogs. Not saying it's dangerous for people, but it is built and designed for dogs. So I would never recommend somebody eating it. But that's funny. I love it.
The other thing is... And this is a question that comes about many times in this industry is, you know, I start using something and it's working really, really well. And then I start thinking to myself, if I use it every day, am I going to get to the point when it stops working? You know, and then I don't get those benefits anymore. Should I go off of it? Should I cycle it? How do you feel about that with CBD and dogs?
I haven't run into anybody particular who said, hey, I've been using your product for a while or using CBD for a while, and I've noticed that my dog just isn't seeming to interact with it the same way that they used to. I would say the consistency of a product right now in an industry that is growing is something that you just need to be aware of and be careful of. And this is why testing is so important. Whenever a company is putting together a batch of a product, particularly in the CBD space, they need to be testing that batch. They need to be testing that, whatever it's the oils or the treats, to test it, because they need to be able to show their customers that, hey, here's the test. Here's what's in this ingredient. Here's what's in this product. Here's what's in the CBD oil. And that transparency is going to allow you to feel better about the results that you're going to be seeing in your pup. And the only thing that we have run into is there's, you know, some inconsistency taking place in some of the lines that are available right now for the pets. And I have some folks that are saying, hey, this package worked for this particular brand. It didn't work when I bought the same package, and then come to find out, because there was so much inconsistency in the actual product. So, again, it goes back to the fact, you're right, as you mentioned, there's thousands and thousands of products out there in the CBD world. There's probably only 100 that I would really trust.
You know, I love that you've done this and you've made it so owner easy for us to be able to utilize these with our animals, because people are busy, you know, and if there's a lot of mixing and craziness and separation and finding a way to get it in and hiding it, you know, because we've all done that before. I have parents that do it with their kids, and, you know, the old way of doing fish oils and cod liver oil, you know, and put it in things that completely masked the flavor. And now to be able to have things, you know, have a liquid, have a powder to mix in the food, you know, have a treat that you can just give to your dog. I love this. This is easy, and the easier, the more consistent we're going to be.
That's right. Yeah, because it's easier to get into their system. You're right. If it's a complicated process, then it's going to be more complicated for you to turn it into a routine. But for us right now, we did. We wanted to focus on simple. Just keep it as simple and as least complicated as we could. The reason why we came out with the oil line, instead of us saying this is how many milligram or milliliters are on this one, and this is how many is on this one, or milligrams of CBD, and we've got the 100 and the 250 and the 750 and the 1550, customers are going to look at that and they're going to say, well, my dog weighs 42 pounds, do I need the 1500 or do I need the 250? We've gone through the testing. We've decided that we're going to make that simple. Just get the medium dog bottle, which is going to range from 21 to 50 pounds, and then just use the fill dose line on the tincture bottle. That's just simple. You're right. That's something that we really, really take pride in our line.
Do you measure these by weight? Do you measure them just by dosage? I know you do with the liquids we talked about, but, you know, do you give a small dog a certain amount and a big dog more? And, you know, like I gave four last night to Jack, just trying them out with him. And like I said, it worked really well. So tonight I'm going to try three and see how he does. And I might find that two or three is enough for him.
Yeah. Going back to one of the original comments I made, you know your dog better than anybody. But we do have this measured out by weight. So, for instance, on the back of our packaging, for a dog that weighs 0 to 15 pounds, we recommend one nugget, and then it just goes up from there. And then if you have a dog that weighs 75 plus, we would recommend six nuggets. With that being said, though, we have some folks that have dogs that weigh less than 15 pounds, and owners are like, you know what, I give my dog two treats because it really seems to have better results. And then we have folks that, it's interesting, but going back to the sleep thing, we have one customer, I have one customer in particular who shared with me that they have a dog that weighs 52 pounds, and they give their dog two treats. On the back of the packaging, their dog should be getting five treats, but she says, you know what, two treats seems to be working just fine. So to work off the weight index on the back of the piggy package initially, but then if you're not seeing the results you really wanted to, feel free to give them an extra treat. You can't overdose. I mean, you can't overdose on CBD. It's just your system plateaus and it can't absorb anymore, so then you're basically just have an expensive waste leaving your pup. But play around with it a little bit. If you want to see better results, give them a little bit more. If you feel like the results are too heavy for you, go ahead and take it back a little bit. But we do work off the weight index, and you can vary it for sure.
I think one more thing that I think we should bring up also is that, you know, everybody's going to see something different. You know, in the health and nutrition field, we'll listen to our coworkers and everybody will be chatting over lunch and they're like, I'm using this and this is doing this for me. And everybody gets really excited and they go try it and they may not get the same exact results because we're different. Our body types are different, our metabolisms, our absorbability, our digestive system, our life choices we make, we may not respond the same way. Now, we may get those same results, but we may need to do it a different way, but we'll arrive at the finish line the same time. That's why going to a place like Stay Healthy, where you can talk to people, you get your questions answered, and you find out a better path for you. Now, that being said, you may have different dogs at your house, or your friend may have dogs, and they may get different results than you may get. But I think that when you're dealing with the endocannabinoid system and you're dealing with how the body reacts to CBD, I think the animal and us humans are going to react the way we're supposed to react.
Absolutely, yeah. One thing is pretty funny that I've gotten a couple of customers that will call me up and they'll say, you know, I've tried your product and I didn't quite see any changes in my dog. And I'll say, well, what changes were you looking for? And if it goes silent for a minute, and we come to find out, actually, I really don't even know what I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
You got to have a situation. I mean, this is something that is designed to help a pup through a situation that the pup is in. And all those situations are challenging situations, whether it's arthritis or appetite issues, mobility issues, anything. And so, yeah, if you're going to use a product like this and you don't quite know what you're looking for, you're not going to be able to see it. And every dog is different, just like people. People can use CBD for a range of issues. I use CBD personally for sleep. If I know that I've got a big day in the morning and I need to put in a good solid 8 hours, I'll take some CBD oil before I go to sleep and I'll put in 8 hours solid. And it's awesome. So that's something that I can say, look, I took it and it worked. Same thing with dogs. If you know what you're looking for, if you know what the situation is that you would like to change, that's when you're going to be able to measure the results better. But every dog acts differently, for sure.
Anything that you want to say about the line before we go? You know, like a general philosophy that you have? I got about a minute here.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just real quickly, we focus on pets. That's one thing that I see in some of the other pet lines out there is I see so many companies that will do the pets and the humans. It's a little distracting to me. I don't think you can do your dog and your pet full justice if you're distracted by trying to take on too many markets at the same time. Max Daddy will always be focused on taking care of your pets and your pets' needs. Also, I can't say enough about going to Stay Healthy. They're a great partner of MaxSteady. Please go there. Try the product. They've got samples. Bring your dog in. I wish I could be there, but I'm sitting here in Portland, Oregon right now. And then another spot is if you're really interested in trying out the product, please go online to www.maxdaddy.com. And that's MaxDaddy.com. And if you're interested in getting an initial coupon or a discount, if you want to go online and buy it, you can use the discount code MaxDaddyLove, L-O-V-E, MaxDaddyLove, and we'll give you an initial first purchase coupon there to try out the product. And please feel free to reach out to me. My number is on the website. You call the number. You can ask for me. You'll chat with me. I can answer any questions anybody would ever have about CBD.
All righty. What a great show for your first premiere on the air, Nathan. Thanks for being here today. We will definitely be in touch.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Nathan Schmidt, CEO of MaxDaddy. I know that you are probably enjoying the conversation, especially if you have dogs. Head over to Stay Healthy today. Bring your dogs with you. I know they'd love to see the dogs. They've got samples and treats. They've got great prices on the MaxDaddy. They've got the dust or the powder, and they've got the chewable nuggets, if you will, the treats. And I hope that you'll come by and try them out. They are great products. Like I said, I'm trying it with my Jack just to see what's going on with him because he's crazy at night. He runs in his sleep. So I'm going to see if I can tone that down a little bit. It worked last night pretty much. So we'll see how we do tonight, and I'll keep you guys posted. And then just regular treats for the other dogs. So you know what? Why not give them the benefit of all these things we're learning about with CBD? And why not give it to them in the benefit of a product that from a company that is really doing it right and staying within the parameters of quality and integrity? And I think that's what MaxDaddy's all about. So I thank to Nathan for being here today. Thank you for Cindy for making this happen. Thanks for Marge for bringing in the product line to Stay Healthy. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, it's your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. So take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll be glad you did. And at the same time, bring your questions with you and go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print yourself a coupon to use on your next visit to the store and leave your email address on their webpage and you'll start getting their newsletters. To stay in touch with them every single day, all you have to do is go to their Facebook page, give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page, and you'll get information on the industry, information on the store, basket giveaways. They've got two giveaways this month, Gaia Herbs, as well as Himalaya. Just come in and fill out a slip and say you want to enter and win. You could put the slip in. They have the drawing toward the end of the month. And, you know, become part of that great group that they've got going there. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center is where you'll find the Stay Healthy store. On the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, if you have a group or an organization and you'd like to install and put in place a health awareness program, lectures are available to you for lunch lectures, lunch and learns, evening lectures, weekend lectures. I am more than happy to come out and do them. I do not charge for my lectures, and I even let you pick out the topic that you'd like to be discussed, whether it's cold and flu season, getting healthy for the new year, maybe digestion, maybe pain, maybe men's health, women's health, whatever you'd like them to be. I always bring out samples and all kinds of good stuff, even coupons for Stay Healthy that you can use after the lecture. And always try to do at least a drawing while we're at these lecture kind of chats. So definitely keep that in mind. Remember, if you can't tune into my show live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and you can download them daily from my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Listen to the shows when it's convenient for you. Send a friend. If you have some friends that are into pets, send them to my webpage so they can listen to this show today with Nathan Schmidt from MaxDaddy. Have a great day, everyone. A great weekend. Be healthy, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.